Item number two is the professional services contracts recommendation.
And that would be Michael, if he's here.
Good afternoon, everyone. Mike is still on finishing up a meeting, which will be our last meeting with CMS to wrap everything up for our systems improvement agreement, since we passed our second full CMS survey last week, Thanksgiving, running short staff. So it was great that this is completed. And so we were in the process of that meeting, and it's going a little longer than we may have thought. So him and Dr. Schneider are there. So I will step in and attempt to go through his report. I think I know most of the things. So our first professional services contract is a contract to do additional work with Two Story Creative. We received additional block grant dollars to increase substance use disorder prevention services throughout Milwaukee, and we would like to have them do a prevention campaign for us. They just completed our suicide prevention campaign about 6 weeks ago, suicide prevention campaign and one for the crisis lines. So this one will specifically be for substance use disorder prevention. And again, that's all grant funded. The next is evaluation research services. This was before the board previously, but our approval was for the wrong year. We need these funds to continue to pay and complete services with evaluation research services, which is our grant writing services and grant management services for this year, because we actually applied for and obtained so many grants this year that we need a little extra money to get us through the rest of the year for that service. An additional $140,000 for Kane Communications Group to continue early identification of SMI and awareness of wraparound services and options. And I'm checking that, yes, that one also is grant funded. So that is more campaigns regarding SMI and in youth. The next one, this one's a big one, $6.8 million for the Mental Health Emergency Center. So this is $3.3 million for startup costs and $3.5 million for ongoing operational support for our part within the Mental Health Emergency Center. And Matt just came on because Matt may want to add some more details to that.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. Matt Fortman, Fiscal Administrator for DHHS. Those amounts were acknowledged in the already approved 2022 budget. This is just formal approval of the contract with the Mental Health Emergency Center for those funds.
Thank you for that, Matt. The next is $150,000 for Ubuntu Research and Evaluation. This is an organization that is providing equity training across DHHS. And so in there's a long explanation of Ubuntu and the work they will be doing with DHHS, which includes BHD as a part of helping to advance forward our goal of racial equity improvement and becoming the healthiest county in Wisconsin by addressing those issues that are part of inequity. And then our final one on here is for WellPath.
Amy, can I ask a question about Ubuntu?
Yes.
So is BHD paying for the whole shebang for all of DHS? And how much of that is grant funded?
Hi, everyone. Brian McBride, Director for Children's Community Mental Health and Wraparound Milwaukee. The Ubuntu training actually originated as what was going to be an internal BHD and wraparound venture. We were able to use some of our carryover dollars from our System of Care SAMHSA grant to expand that and to actually cover all of DHHS service implementation and training. So it is fully covered within our System of Care grant for all of DHHS at this moment.
Great. Thanks, Brian.
Of course.
great question and great teamwork in answering the questions. I appreciate it. Our final one is just shy of $150,000 for WellPath, and this is a part of our Bureau of Justice grant and our partnership of connecting people with medication-assisted treatment from the House of Corrections and the partnership that we have with the HOC WellPath and some of the funding to help make that program so that people are able to get their MAT behind the walls and be in a better place to continue their recovery post-release from the HOC.
Very good. Do we have a motion to approve? And the motion here is to recommend approval to the board. Do we have a motion? John? John moves. Do we have a second? Okay. Discussion. The $6.8 million, of course, is a big number, and I know it's been agreed to in the past. Let's assume that not all of it is needed, and we find out that, it's available, but it may not all be used. Is that possible? And then what happens if there is a residual?
I'm sorry, can you ask that again?
Let's assume that this $6.8 million, since we haven't seen the detail, is available, but it may not all be used, and there's a residual. Is that coming back to BHD?
Yes. Yes, that would come back to BHD. So the $3.3 million in startup funds, we're not anticipating there to be a residual, but there's less known about our kind of operational subsidy of the venture. A lot of that will change on depending on what the actual operating costs are and what the actual operating loss is, and of course based on when the actual first patient acceptance date is for the facility. So it's possible that we will need to fund fewer months. It's possible that we'll need to fund more months. I think especially during this first year, there's a lot of unknowns. But the way that the agreement is written is it truly is a subsidy of the operating loss. So there will be a true-up process at the end of the fiscal year, depending if that operating loss is more substantial or less substantial than is currently envisioned.
And so there's a chance that it might even be more than the 6.8 if the operating loss is greater?
There's a possibility for that. Right now, we're thinking that that's on the more conservative end. The initial pro forma didn't anticipate some of the Medicaid reimbursement enhancements that we've been working on, such as the 85% of cost facility fee reimbursement and the crisis intervention reimbursement for some of the physician pro fees that should greatly increase the amount of revenue going towards the Mental Health Emergency Center.
I see, Michael, your hand is up.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, again, I apologize for my tardiness. We were just wrapping up with the CMS folks. But I think, and Matt got to one of my points that, yes, we actually, with your assistance, Chairman Letso, we did explore at great length with the state an improvement in the reimbursement for this service. And we appear to be on the brink of actually realizing that improvement in revenue. So that'll be a substantial change. I am also working very closely with Joy Tapper and many others to continue to seek philanthropic support for the new Mental Health Emergency Center. We're exploring grants. We're exploring every opportunity we can to offset county costs for this key service. So there is also a chance that we will be successful in some of those efforts and thus have some, you know, residuals, as you refer. But, you know, we need to make this happen, and this is the number as it stands today, I guess, is what the bottom line is. So
that's great. And the timeline for getting approval of the new rates from the state, what are we looking at?
You're muted, Matt.
Yeah, so there's two components here that we're talking about from the state. So there's the 85% of cost facility reimbursement, which in the past was only part of the inpatient rate setting. Now that's being extended to this psychiatric emergency room component. We're anticipating that that's going to be in the ballpark of about $1 million annual additional revenue, which, of course, due to the 50-50 cost split of this agreement, we should see about $500,000 of a larger component is that physician reimbursement right now. As you know, the Medicaid rates for this setting are very, very low. They're in kind of a rate setting pool with other outpatient services that really don't take the cost or complexity of these cases into account. In some cases, we're getting, pennies on the dollar for our physician services. This will allow us to bill crisis intervention services and go through that WMCR cost report process to be made whole for clients seen and billed through that lane. So again, anticipating another $1 to $2 million through that initiative as well.
And the timeline, when is this?
We're anticipating that both of these will be available to the Mental Health Emergency Center at Go Live.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. all in favor say aye. And opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.